item number six.
Item number five.
Sorry, item number five.
From the Director Department of Health and Human Services, requesting authorization to enter into a state-county contract for youth, for community youth and family AIDS for 2012, and to accept $33,260,76 for state corrections charges and community-based services.
Supervisor Hale.
Madam Chair, I'm going to move approval, and this is where you're going to try to start making up some of your money, correct?
Madam Chair, this is the actual contract with the state, which actually produces the deficit.
Right, that's what I'm saying. That's when you start making up.
Yep, this is our starting point to figure out how we're going to close that deficit.
State taker.
State.
Okay. Give me a hand.
Great. So do you have a motion for approval, Supervisor Joseph?
I do have one question. I'm looking at the report and these formulas, and supplemental funding is allocated based on three factors: county's proportion of the statewide juvenile population for the most recent year, the county's proportion of statewide Part 1 juvenile arrests under the Uniform Crime Reporting System of the Office of Justice, and three, a county's proportion of statewide juveniles placed in a juvenile correction institution. It just strikes me that as our judiciary wants to do diversion problems, and you were before us last time talking about wanting to get to juveniles at the municipal level so we don't even get them in the systems, that this formula in a way punishes us for that. And I just want to hear your response on that. I'm not in any way suggesting we should try to increase the number of juveniles that we put into the system, because then we get more money. Mm-hmm. But maybe this is something we need to address with the state. I mean, if we're trying to do creative things to cut costs and so on, to have a funding formula and punish us for that is a concern.
Madam Chair, Supervisor, yeah, it's a good question. I can tell you that it's been talked about either through like Wisconsin County's Health and Human Service Agency, statewide organization, and at various department levels, saying is it time to look at the youth AIDS funding formula. The short answer is that yes, in theory you could be penalized. In effect, I guess that has not happened because they continue to raise the rates at such a rate that it still makes it an incentive not to send youth. The number of kids that go to corrections is just one piece of it. There is a base formula. It also has to do with high level offenses in the county for the age demographic. But there have been discussions about is it time to change the formula, if you will. Particularly probably in light of, and I've testified to this, that, you know, that was the plan. The plan was to have an allocated dedicated amount of funding for counties for juvenile justice, stop sending so many kids to state correctional facilities. And in my professional opinion, these reductions have sort of changed the plan. And now it may be time to sort of revisit that because you're sort of being penalized for doing exactly what we were sort of championed to do.
Can I ask, Madam Chair, that perhaps we get the Intergovernmental Committee aware of this issue? I really think that's something that perhaps we should look into further.
Okay.
Thank you.
I believe that you have both sat down with Kelly and Roy in regards to this issue. This is an every year issue. To have you sat down with them this year regarding this issue, Kelly Babich and Roy De La Rosa.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like a beer for a second.
They are.
Kelly and Roy.
Yeah, in a way, the IGR is looking at this issue now in relevance to the specific laps that we're talking about.
The one point form.
Right.
Right.
Whether or not that'll come up in those discussions. But, yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, we've even heard the district attorney come here, maybe not in front of this committee, but others committee, saying that in the adult side, you know, perhaps a model similar to the youth AIDS funding should be put in place. Of course, we're a little bit cautious with that because, you know, giveth and then taketh away is kind of what's been happening here. So But yeah, like I said, I think even the governor's Juvenile Justice Commission has discussed this issue over the years, but for some reason it hasn't gotten a lot of traction.
Yeah. Just for the record, Supervisor Joseph, we'd be very hard pressed to find one formula that the state has that actually works for Milwaukee County.
Well, I just think that perhaps there needs to, I mean, I can understand why they use the formula they do, but then there perhaps should be some incentive payment for those counties that are doing creative things, that are trying to, you know, work with juveniles in a more creative way, et cetera, and we should be rewarded for doing that, not punished.
And we agree, except that the state runs the institutions and wants us to send the kids to them. So I agree, but thank you.
Okay.
Supervisor Mayo, did you have something? Supervisor? All right. We have no other comments or questions from committee. Okay, Supervisor Mayo did move approval. So on that approval, item number 5, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Mayo.
Aye.
Rice.
Aye.
Jerzyk.
Aye.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Harris.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
6 ayes, 0 noes. The motion is approved.